Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.
Last night, Love Island wrapped up and Josh, the boy from Sydney, ended up walking away with not only 50 grand, but love as well with Anna. He joins us now live from Fiji. Morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, Josh. How good's love, mate? You've walked away with a real prize, haven't you?
I have, mate. I have. I've actually got Anna next to me.
Two for the price of one. Morning, yeah. Anna.
Morning.
Where are you guys right now, dare I ask? Are you in the bedroom?
We are in the bedroom, yeah. We're at this perfect resort, actually. We're right on the beachfront, so we've got the windows open and we're looking out at, I think it's one of the top 10 beaches in the world, to be honest. But they've done it pretty nicely.
You got 25K each, plus you found love. Be honest. What's better, the money or the love? Because I reckon I'd take the money.
Mate, the love. I said it to Anna as well. Like, they could have added, 3-0 to that, and I still would have done the same thing.
Aww.
You can't walk away from this at the end of the day. What we have is special, and we know that.
Yeah.
We really haven't found a connection like this in the past, so can't go and take the money, mate, when we'll be spending it on alcohol to lick the wounds.
That's why you've won, mate.
Are you going to be setting up a joint bank account for the money, or are we splitting it halfway?
We discussed that actually last night. We're looking to share it. So what we really want to do is just get out of Australia, let our hair down.
Yeah.
On this show, you only get a maximum of one drink a night.
Stop it.
We're both like, we can't wait to, have a proper drink. So
50 grand is really a lot of pina coladas, so I feel like that's going to go a long way.
Yeah. So
we had pina coladas last night.
Yeah.
I love a pina colada.
Yeah. We did have a few.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. So we really want to go to Bali or Thailand and just have a good time for 2 weeks.
Yeah, come in January. I'll be there. We can hang out.
Yeah, well, could be a plan.
Well, you guys can make friends because, Josh, you and I went to school together, mate. We were already friends from back in our Sydney days, weren't we?
I thought I recognised your voice, Josiah. Yeah, mate. It's been a while, so I haven't really had a chat with you for a while. How have you been?
Yeah, good, bro. Good to catch up on the radio.
Josiah's on this show every day. We don't care about him. We want to know more about you guys.
Josh, what do you remember about me from school besides my good looks?
Mate, I don't remember you being that good looking, to be honest.
Yeah, thank you. Keep going. Maybe we can keep this chat going. Yeah.
You wouldn't be going on Love Island season 3, that's for sure.
I thought about it, that's for sure. Well, my dad was actually your teacher. What year was it? Year 5, Josh?
Yeah, mate, year 5. He was a good bloke in memory. I remember him being a big Canberra Raiders supporter, so he's probably still licking the wounds.
Yeah, I know. I was there at the grand final where we lost, mate. But I asked Dad for a bit of a comment on you, and he said to me, and he sent me this on Facebook last night. He said he thought you could have been a doctor, a lawyer, or a judge, or a politician. You're a smart boy. Or maybe he was talking about your brother, Luke. And he said to say, now look, you're winning Love Island instead. So he's very pumped for you, mate.
Oh, no, I'm glad to hear, mate. I'm glad he remembers me too. We did actually have a really good bond, me and your old man. So, yeah, I'd love to have a chat with him, actually. I bumped into him a few years ago and we had a real good yarn. So it's time for me to have another chat. But
I've literally taken after him.
I haven't let him down and you never know. I might still become one of those things. So.
I've taken after Dad by talking too much. That's why I'm on the radio, Josh. But I did manage to get your year 5 report card. Are you a bit nervous about what I'm going to read? Anna, are you ready to hear what Josh was like in year 5?
I can't wait.
Okay, here we go. Dad wrote, Joshua is a popular, reliable and capable student, right?
Popular makes sense, winning Love Island.
The rest of it's actually quite good. To be honest, it's quite good. I'll go fast forward to the last line. He loves most facets of school life, especially sport. Joshua will continue to do well as he develops mature revision and study routines.
Oh, how did your study revision technique go? Did it come to fruition?
I remember most of my time in the class, I was probably put in the naughty corner. I was trying to be the class clown back then, and I think that's he's done me good on that report card, to be honest with you.
I think you and I were similar, Josh. Whenever a teacher writes they love sport, basically means that they don't like being in class.
Yeah, that's right, mate. I spent most of the time out of class, if we're to be honest. I was put out. I was too much of a distraction to the other boys and girls. So.
Well, there we go. If there's any year fives listening now, you've set them up for a good future, Josh. Congratulations to the two of you. What's it from here? Are you going to be moving in together? What's the plan?
Yeah, so today, unfortunately, we have to part ways. Obviously, Anna lives in Melbourne. I live in Sydney. But we will probably start getting the separation anxiety over probably the next 2 or 3 days. So I'm planning on coming down to Melbourne probably Monday. And I just want to spend time with Anna and her family. And then Anna will probably come to Sydney. And then we will go off on a holiday. So that's the plan probably over the next month or so.
Oh, well done, mate. Well deserved. If you guys are down in Melbourne and feel like a little road trip up to the Goulburn Valley, make sure you hit us up and we'll go for a beer, guys. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. I will, mate. I'll give you a shout.
Yeah,
I'll be there this week.
Yeah, you won the money, your money, so you shout.
Pina coladas for everybody.
Pina for everyone, for the whole bar.
Exactly. Oh, Josh and Anna, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
See you, guys.
See you, mate.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.